This is Spins Fully Charged Recharged.
Welcome to Spins Fully Charged
Recharged
with Emma, Damon, Ashley.
Let's go.
Hello, podcast.
Emma's back on the fizzy drinks in the morning, what?
I know.
It's been a while.
I know, it's not good. It's not good for me at all, but I had a Lucozade Zero the other day and it was the most delicious thing that I ever had in my life. Did you ever
Lucozade
just have
Zero?
Oh my God. Myself and Emma went for a walk up the Dublin Mountains the other day. I was telling you that on the podcast yesterday. And we were like, Lucozade Zero? Before we go? Yeah.
So we had
as if it's going for a pint.
We're like
so
that. We get excited about nothing. So we were like having a little sip for Lucozade Zero on the way up, and halfway around the mountain, she was like, I can't wait for another glug of our Lucozade Zero in the car. And I was like, oh, I was nearly running back for it. You know that good glug of a Lucozade Zero? Then immediately afterwards, I had to get hangers. How exciting. So I went to Penny's and then went to Deals. And what was there?
Like a
multi-pack of Lucozade Zero.
Oh, class.
So now there's like once.
So you have them coming out the yin yang.
There
now.
Was six, say. So I'd one yesterday, one this morning. I brought one with me. I'm going to Waterford after the show, so I'll have one for the weekend. Car. And then once they're gone, it's over.
Speaking of multi-packs, weren't we meant to go to a cash and carry?
Yes.
What's the story with that?
We are supposed to go to cash and carry.
Well, it producer all kind Callum's, of has gone a bit mental because Callum's away.
Yeah, producer Callum's been off sick, so he's fecked us over with the cash and carry.
We'll go back to the cash and carry. We're meant to get company money to do
what
that.
What about the big? We're meant to
next week.
We're meant to do so much on the show. We didn't even go to the biggest Tesco in the world.
Yeah,
which was in Dublin. It's in Donabate or something.
The Tesco distribution
centre. I was here for that, was I?
Were you not?
No.
The eighth biggest building in the world, like biggest in terms of like mass, is
in
volume, Donabate.
It's in Donabate.
That's cool. I love Donabate.
It's a Tesco distribution centre.
No way.
Massive.
It's bigger than the Burj Khalifa in terms of the amount of space it takes up.
That's crazy.
But we wanted to go and like give them a plaque.
And a girl messaged me from Tesco and asked, did we want to go? She never replied.
We never went.
Well, the cash and carry story was because we, what was it again? Oh yeah, there was
a
reason
housemate.
For this.
Yeah.
Your housemate seen a guy who keeps bringing you over stuff from the cash and carry trying to buy your love. And then some girl said she'd give us a day pass who works in one.
I have my housemate, I love my housemate, right? She's actually gas. But yesterday she did this thing. She was having a shower, right? And Linda came home, my other housemate, and there was water droplets on the floor. And we were like, bollocks, the shower's leaking whatever. No, it was just my housemate who was taking a shower who took out her bedclothes from the washing machine and hung them up on the banisters, sopping wet. Like, not even a hint
not
of dryness. Hint of
no
like.
Spin.
Yeah, no spin.
Spin. Mustn't work,
it was like she dipped him in the ocean and just hung him up on the banisters. And it was just dripping down onto.
No.
And we were like, Ashton, for God's sake. Like, she's like, I was on FaceTime to my sister at the time. And I was like, I came out and I was like, what's going on? She was like, oh, it's my bedclothes or whatever. And Sophie was like, did she not spin it? I was like, no, she didn't. Good old Ashton. I love her to bits.
That's gas.
We'll leave this there. Because I have to head to Waterford for a big long drive. Boo, boo, boo is me.
I have to go tap dancing on the Borgosh Energy Theatre stage, guys. Sorry, I really got to go.
I've got nothing on today, but I'm picking Sophie up for my sister from the airport. She's coming home from Erasmus for 2 weeks. So I'm picking her up from the airport and going to hang out with her
That's
this
real
weekend.
Wholesome.
Really wholesome, isn't it?
That's real wholesome.
Bye. It's a great old wake-up day today. Spins Fully Charged with Emma, Dave and Ashling in the morning. Wake up. Dave and Ashley. We got the morning routine. Hello, good morning to you. It is Friday.
Woo-hoo!
Thank God for that. Whoa!
3 minutes after seven, you're on Spin with Emma, Dave and Ashley. How are we?
More 4 day weeks, please.
Yeah.
That was.
Well, listen, you said please and you're welcome because the next two weeks are 4 day weeks.
The world is about to deliver.
About us. Yes.
It's fantastic.
Lovely bright morning out there as well.
Oh, it's savage, isn't it?
And yet, I still nearly didn't get into work. I was coming in and I felt like I was in the Truman Show, where I wasn't supposed to get to work today.
Okay.
It was like whoever is controlling my life was like,
No,
can't do this. The scene isn't ready yet.
Oh, right, okay.
For him. Do you know what I mean?
So I did notice you were a little bit later than usual today.
Yeah, so I was just driving in as normal and I turn right to go down where we work, the lane where we work, and there's a big truck, like a bin truck.
Mm.
And there's cars backed all the way back and I was just like, right, okay, I'll just wait here for the thing.
Here.
I stayed there for 5 minutes, no movement whatsoever. And I was like, why is no one beeping? I'm fuming. Like,
yeah.
I mean, so I just turned around, went back up Georgia Street and turned left again into like a little laneway, which can also lead me to work. Glass bottles of bin, like a bin with glass bottles in it, falling over. Glass everywhere. I can't drive down it.
Oh, no.
And I was like, start freaking out there. I'm going... okay, plan A is gone, plan B is gone.
What next?
I was like, what next? Do I drive back down Jordan
Street? God forbid, I'd have to walk.
Well, I don't know where, I have the car. I don't know where to put the car.
Where to put the car?
I can't get to the car park.
Does anyone have a hoverboard?
Yeah, honestly, I was freaking out, but finally I was like, okay, there's one more spot I can go that I know I can get onto Diggs Lane. And went up, and finally it was grand. Still had to wait at the traffic lights for 5 minutes because those traffic lights are a nightmare.
Are they the ones in front of St. Stephen's Green Shopping Centre entrance to the car park?
Yes.
They do not change.
Yeah, you know that
shop.
And it's
like, there's nobody coming from any direction at that hour of the morning.
We're all
it's like
on red.
They don't have the sensors and everyone's just sitting there like big silly
idiots.
It's
so annoying.
Doesn't it make you feel like such a silly idiot when it's that hour of the morning and there's no one around and you're like this tree just sitting at a red light?
I get like that.
Yeah, you're like, God, I'm such a fucking loser, rule of
You know when you're on Camden Street and you're on a red light but there's no one around?
Yeah.
It's like obviously someone has been walking down the street and just hit the button and kept walking.
I know.
Do that.
Yeah, don't do that.
We can't get to work.
I know, yeah. No, honestly, I could talk here all day about how you feel such a pleb just sitting at a red light when you're like...
There's nothing coming.
There's no one.
You should be allowed to break it.
Full on tumbleweed.
It's like walking over the bridge, over the railway when you know there's no train coming.
Yeah, it's fine.
I'll just pop down and scuttle across, no?
You're on Spin with Emma, David, Aisling. It is 6 minutes after seven on a Friday morning. Welcome. Feel good in the morning with your loving on me, baby. Jack Harlow, that is Loving on Me here at Spin with Emma, David, Aisling. Not only is it Friday, but...
Oh, today's the day.
Today is the day.
Oh, it sure is.
We've been talking about this all week. I am giddy to listen to the call after 3 o'clock today. We're talking about, of course, the cash machine.
I always feel like I'm in Finding Nemo when I say today's the day. Today's the day. The sun is shining. The tank is clean. And we are getting out of here. massive amount of money to go. And, oh, I can't wait for that call. €120,000.
So how do you enter before 3 o'clock? We'll give you those details on this show in the next little while. In the meantime, this is Kygo, Ava Max, and whatever. It's Spin. Spin with Emma, David, Aisling, 12 minutes after 7. Hope you're well this morning.
Good morning.
Listen, on the back of the success of the Barbie movie, it just seems like such an obvious move to run with something like this. I'm talking about the reports over the last couple of days that a Sims movie could be the next to be in the works.
That's kind of good.
That doesn't make any sense to me at all. Like, Barbie's completely different. Barbie speaks English, first of all.
Yeah, that'll be tricky.
Well, here's the thing. Margot Robbie set to produce this, according to fairly big sites, including The Hollywood Reporter and Variety. Can you believe Sims have been around since the year 2000?
2000?
2000. Oh, that was such early days of any tech.
Of the computer, yeah.
I never really got into Sims. Sims was never really my thing.
Oh, except I liked Sims.
They had a game on the Nintendo Wii called My Sims Kingdom.
Okay.
That was a deadly game. I don't know if anyone remembers
that. On the Wii,
or if it's like a fever dream, but that's the only thing I'd be like, yeah, let's bring that back.
You had a huge obsession with Sims over the pandemic, I think, didn't you, Aisling?
A huge obsession that lasted just a couple of days, but yeah, I did download the new Sims in lockdown and I spent a lot of time creating Perfect Sim. Never really did anything with her.
That's the thing though, I think, you know, you mentioned Barbie, but with Barbie, it kind of did leave like a potential plot completely up to the interpretation and look where that went. With Sims, you can do whatever you want with this.
Can I tell you another weird thing I did The Sims.
Sure.
When I was in secondary school, I was obsessed with The Apprentice, The Irish Apprentice, Bill Cullen
was on it.
And me and my friends were obsessed with the different contestants. And I made two of them on Sims and then I made them have a baby.
Oh my God, what the hell?
Creepy is that? They're just two normal people, like.
My cousin Lorna seen Bill Cullen in a hotel once and was like, "Will you fire me?"
just to get the feeling of you're fired. So as we know, in case you're unfamiliar, Sims is an online game, and as Aisling mentioned there, you create your Sims. You need to keep them alive, essentially. It's like your first ever Tamagotchi, but next level. You could have a lot of them on the go at one time.
Oh, yeah.
They have jobs.
Babies, they have jobs, they have to get to work, they have to run a household.
Yeah.
There's a lot going on. So players are responsible for managing their human needs, from hunger, comfort, hygiene, bladder, social battery, etc. And as you mentioned, the latest Sims game was released back in 2014, actually. It's a while ago, the one you must have downloaded during the pandemic. But I haven't played Sims since early days of the PC. I still remember the first computer rolling into our house. Do you?
Yes.
It was a block of a thing coming in a big box. And I do remember, no matter what you did, No matter how much you tried or how dedicated you were, how you spent every single free hour of your day playing Sims, they'd still wet themselves. It didn't matter. So I expect in this movie they're going to have to encourage, or there's going to have to be a lot of moments of just Sims wetting themselves in public at random.
They're going to set their food on fire all the time.
There'll probably be a lot of weddings in the movie as well, because I remember trying to work with Sims and as soon as there were 3 to 4 interactions, it was like, right, let's get them married.
Yeah.
They will be fine together.
Let's go do woohoo.
Yeah.
I'd be taking away the ladder in the pool as well.
Leave them in there.
There'll probably be no furniture in any of the homes, because I remember selling all that just to get some grub for the family when I played Sims.
Yeah, blank walls.
Sims, it seems like the kind of game you'd want to play with just a load of cheat codes. Do you know what I mean? Just unlimited money and unlimited Sims.
Oh, I kind of want to see this movie
now. So do I. You can just imagine loads of Sims in the background of like the main, say, scene that we're watching in the cinema or whatever. Just loads of Sims in the background just walking into walls.
I hope it's in Simlish with English subtitles. I hope it's not in English.
No, I want it to be in English, but like, I'd imagine it'll start off and then something will happen where a Sim will gain English or something like that.
I hope it's all in Simlish.
You'd have to wonder what they're going to do, because obviously they created the real world versus the Barbie world. In the Barbie movie, they can't do that again, so...
Bring a Sim into the real world, that will be fun.
Do you remember Katy Perry sang that tune in Simlish?
Yeah.
Do you remember that? Yeah, that was a weird time in the world. Yeah, she sang for The Sims 4, I think. I think it was the latest one.
Yeah.
And she sang a version of, I want to say Teenage Dream, maybe Fireworks, something like that, in Simlish.
That's brilliant.
It was bizarre.
Well, listen, bring it on. I think, honestly, I'm on board. Yeah. I'd love to see this.
I'll be there.
I hope the rumours are true and that this actually does go into production, and I think having Margot Robbie involved will be brilliant. But I hope she doesn't have to play a Sim this time. She was really bored of trying to be Barbie, I think, for that whole press trip, wasn't she? Speaking Simlish for like a full year might be annoying. You're on Spin.
Recharged.
Dota Cast, Paint the Town Red here at Spin with Emma, Dave and Aisling. Michaela's here after 10 o'clock this morning. If you want to win your lunch this Friday, she'll give you the chance with Burger King.
Ah, she's awful sound, isn't she?
Mm.
By the way, it's back. The official creepiest thing you can do to someone, or kind of the funniest or flirtiest, but mainly it's weird. This is, I know it's a bizarre, it's multiple things this
yeah,
thing.
I'm trying to keep up.
Multifaceted.
So what could be potentially creepy, funny and flirty?
Any dating
funny
app.
Flirty Dave.
Any dating app. Dave. Thank you. No, I'm talking about the Facebook poke.
Oh yes.
Do you remember the Facebook poke?
Oh yes, yeah, I do. Yeah, I was in many's a poke war.
Yeah, I love the poke war. During the early days of Facebook, the poke button was one of the site's earliest features and was used as one of the few ways to communicate with friends, but mainly we used it to annoy people or have like a poke war.
I always wonder how it went from being like just a random feature on Facebook to being kind of a flirting mechanism.
It was flirty, yeah.
But it was.
Like in real life, like poking someone isn't a thing.
No,
but it's more of like a little, do you remember MSN Messenger? And you could be like, I don't want to get down the length of, oh, remember this and remember that, but like, do you remember you could nudge someone on MSN? That was a bit flirty as well, do you know what I mean? So I thought maybe that was what they were trying to do.
Maybe so.
Are we just obsessed with turning everything into a flirt?
Maybe
eventually.
I know I am. Anyway, it's returned and apparently Gen Z are buzzing about this. However, I don't think that's true. There's no way that's true. I don't know a single Gen Zer who's on Facebook.
Yeah,
let alone who'd be poking someone if they were on Facebook. They wouldn't know what it was.
That's
so
interesting. They're saying that Gen Z have brought this back. Like you said, I don't think they even...
Yeah, is that propaganda?
Yeah, I wonder. But apparently I'm wrong, because Meta have seen a 13 times increase in the amount of pokes that have been used over the last few months. So they decided to bring it back. So it never actually went away. It was apparently kind of deep in the settings of Facebook.
You have to really look for it.
And I do actually remember, like, I think a couple of years back, going on to this and I was like, oh my God, I still have a poke war with my mate Killian. From like 2014 or something.
Yes.
So I must go and try and see if I can do that again or bring it back just to annoy him. And I found it somewhere, like deep in the... I think you had to go on a desktop as well. You couldn't do it on your phone, do you know what I mean? But apparently it's always been there, and I think it is easier to find on a desktop than it is on your phone. But have a look and maybe poke someone today and think of me while you do it. According to Facebook, more than half of the pokes are coming from Gen Z and millennials, people aged between 18 through 29, who were too young to use the site when it first launched back in 2009.
Oh my God, that's gas.
Which is weird, because I remember my very first Facebook account. I think it was, I want to say like 2008 or something like that. And God knows I wasn't poking any girl on Facebook back then. I was too afraid to even talk to them. I don't poke them on Facebook. But someone online said the Facebook poke was kind of the original swipe right. And I genuinely,
I would imagine you can't really argue with that.
I can't really argue with that. Yeah. I was just too awkward to do that to someone.
I think it's kind of like the Instagram story, as you were saying
earlier. Absolutely is. Like, I could totally see myself poking someone now.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, yeah, I actually might do that later on.
Even bringing it back a bit further to Bebo, like the sending of love a day and who you give your love to.
Yes.
If you randomly got a love one day on Bebo from a guy in your class in school, you're like, oh, I didn't know he was a semi. You'd kind of look at him a bit differently after being
That's funny, isn't it?
Yeah. I've just gone onto Facebook on the desktop and I am struggling to find it.
Yeah, it's hard to find.
It's not that obvious. Like,
but if you Google like Facebook poke or something, it should come up. Yeah, yeah. But anyway, it's... I thought this was interesting because, fun fact, last year Meta reported that its Metaverse division counted losses of almost 3.5 billion in the fourth quarter of 2022. So maybe this is the way of getting through things. It's poke time, baby.
They're like... 3 million losses. What could we do? One person's like, we bring back the Pope. Like, yes, John.
That sounds like us in like a meeting on a Friday afternoon when we're just absolutely on the way out. Like, we are so tired and done.
Yeah, your listenership has dropped.
Have we tried bringing back the Pope?
My Facebook page in general reminds me of, you know, like a scaldy billboard that like an ad was on ages ago that no one's like updated. It needs to freshen up. Yeah, it needs to clean. Yeah. It's like, there's no cover photo. The profile picture is years old.
I need to get rid of mine completely. I'm finding posts that I've posted on people's wall back in 2011. I'm like,
Billy Glez and Hannah Bullen. Now it's Spin. This is DNA.
It spins fully charged, recharged.
Ella Henderson on the team up with the brilliant Rudimental. It's Alibi here at Spin. Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning.
So, a lot of excitement, I presume, in cars this morning if you're off to school because 2 weeks off.
Woohoo!
For Easter, what a buzz. And we have a ton of all access passes to Emerald Park. We've been giving them away all this week on the show so you can enjoy a day out across the Easter break or whenever you want, really.
Dino Dash, Cuchulain Zoo. There's loads of stuff at Emerald Park.
Do you remember how we kind of prepped ourselves up for Cuchulain when we went and we started on like Dino Dash?
Yeah.
Dash was terrifying. for me, I'm useless. I feel like I was so much braver when I was younger. And now as I get older, I'm like, I'm so scared.
It's a good Cuchulain starter pack.
It is.
Build yourself up.
I'm still thick, so I don't really get like kind of nervous at roller coasters. I remember being beside Emma on Cuchulain and be like, stick your hands up in the air. She was like, no, Dave, no.
You're having the time of your life. I had my eyes closed the whole way through. That was such a buzz. But a great opportunity for you to fill a day up over the Easter break if you like. And given our egging game ago this morning are both Alexandra and David. Alexandra, to you first. How are you this morning? Hello.
Hi, I'm absolutely great. Thank you.
Good. Any plans for the weekend?
No, not just yet. Not really.
Grand. Okay,
go where the wind takes you. What has you up so early?
Heading into work.
What do you do, Alexandra?
I work as a software engineer.
Oh, very cool.
Get a girl tech. Women in STEM.
Yeah, women in STEM.
Hang on there 1 second, Alexandra. We also have to talk to David. How are you this morning, David? All good?
Morning, Dahi.
Very well, thank you.
Good man. Any plans for the weekend yourself?
I think football with the kids and a few things around the house.
Okay, oh, nice. And are we right in saying the kids are off school now for 2 weeks then, yeah?
Last day today.
Oh, very exciting. Yeah. Okay,
so you've got a busy 2 weeks ahead.
Good stuff. Okay, Alexandra and David, your chance to win not one, not two, not three, but four all access passes to Emerald Park on the show this morning. Obviously, it is the Easter break, and with that in mind, we have a box of eggs in the studio. The catch is three of them are chocolate eggs, three of them are regular chicken eggs. You need to choose who's going to egg themselves for your chance to win this morning. Will it be Emma, Dave, or Aisling? Alexandra, you choose, darling, because you were on first.
I would like to go for David.
David, okay.
Shocking, Alexandra. Shocking.
You know what? We've lined up all of the plastic bags and the protective equipment beside David just because he seems to be the one that's generally picked for these challenges.
And you know what? I think it just shows people are sound in terms of they're like, should the girls have long hair? We don't want to get them too wrecked.
Alexandra, what was your thought process behind picking David?
No, I'm just, you know, girls unite.
Oh, yes!
Girls unite.
She said girls unite. Women in STEM, you know?
If you pick a number that happens to be a chocolate egg, Alexandra, you win the passes. However, if you actually pick one that is a real egg, we move over and David gets a chance to pick the following egg. Dave looks stunning, I can assure you guys. He has a lovely shower cap on. He's covered in plastic. He's got his dodgy headphones on that aren't as expensive, ready to get egging. Alexandra, pick a number, please, between 1 and 6.
Please let it be a chocolate one.
One, please.
One.
Number one, Dave.
Egg number one.
Looks like a small one.
It does look like a small one. Okay, here we go, Alexandra, just for you. That's a normal.
Oh, that was a real egg.
That was a real dear. He has egg dripping down his nose. David, pick a number between 1 and 6, please, minus 1. 2 and
4.
4. 2, 3, 4. Let's go for this one.
Oh, no breakage.
No crack, it's a chocolate
egg. It's a chocolate egg for David.
One egg for me today. Thank God for that.
Sorry about that, Alexandra, but you did get to egg, Dave. So there's a win for you too.
Yeah, you got something out of it, Alexandra.
Have a lovely weekend, Alexandra, and lovely to chat to you. Thank you.
Thank you so much. Bye-bye.
David.
Well done, David. You're laughing.
You're going to Emerald Park. Congratulations.
You're
going to
be a popular man this week in the house.
The kids will be over the moon.
I was just about to say, will they be absolutely chuffed with that news later today, yeah?
They will. Can't wait to get there.
Okay. Brilliant.
Have a ball. Thanks for listening to our show. Mind yourself, David.
See you, Dahi.
Thank you so much.
Bye.
Good news for the three of us.
Oh, go on.
Sorry, there are 3 chocolate eggs.
Oh, that's true.
That can now be eaten.
Oh, yeah. That's
happy
very true.
Days.
And I think, you know, for everyone who's gotten one egg on their head, a real egg, they should have got a chocolate egg. How many of you got, Emma?
I actually just didn't get any.
Oh, Aisling.
No, I just got a chocolate egg.
Oh, I've got 1, 2. Oh, I got 3 eggs on my head during the week. Great. Listen, so 3 chocolate eggs for
you
me.
You deserve them. Kylie Minogue, this is Padam Padam. It's Spin. You look
like fun to me. It spins fully charged, recharged.
Justin Timberlake and Selfish on Spin with Emma, Dave and Aisling. Good morning.
Morning.
Now, I don't want any Swifties coming at me, but I do have something very quick to say.
Go on.
You know the Eras Tour movie has gone to Disney Plus?
Yes, I've seen that, yeah.
Threw it on last night. Now, I didn't get through. It's like 3 hours.
Yeah.
Okay.
But I did. I was like, okay, I'll flick through. Let's see what she's up to an hour into the gig. Let's see what she's up to an hour and 40 minutes into the gig.
Okay,
and there were
some
serious tunes in there. The costumes are amazing. The staging is incredible. But I have to say, it's
just not careful
for me.
Oh, God. Oh. Emma.
I know, very controversial
thing to
say. Phone's
going to light up now.
Yeah, how dare you? I'm a Swiftie.
In what way it's not for you?
I just think, as much as I love the Folklore and Evermore albums and some of her songs I adore, just... it's all just very... I'm scared.
Say it.
Cheesy.
Oh.
Oh, cheesy.
Oh, it's too...
okay.
It's not cool enough for you,
I would
you,
say
Emma.
Some of the newer stuff's a bit samey.
Say that again, sorry.
It's samey.
Okay, we need to be careful. We're going to have a
I would never say
morning.
Bad words about Miss Swift. She is a queen,
is
an icon,
impressive.
A trailblazer. And I will watch the full movie 3 times this weekend.
Dave just wants to be sure he can get a date again.
That'd be nice, yeah.
The golden ticket is on the way next year at Spin. If you want to play for your shot at winning this trip to Corfu, message us now. Now it's time to do it because we're playing just after 8. Golden in a WhatsApp, 087-711-1038. Oh, June has just messaged saying Emma's sacked. That's okay.
You're done. You're gone.
Oh, I forgot June was our boss.
Spin fully charged with Emma, Dave and Aisling.
Let's go.
Every day we wake up. Rise and shine.
Good morning. It is a Friday, 3 minutes after 8. You're with Emma, Dave and Aisling. I do say so on behalf of all of us, good times.
Good times.
Good times.
Went down to the office floor there and the sun is blasting in the windows.
Lovely.
It was so
happy
nice
days.
Waking up this morning and having a little bit of sun
bit
as well.
Of brightness.
Coming through the window.
Yeah.
Very nice.
Happy days. I have a question for you. Can you recall, what is the earliest you've ever been in the cinema?
I went to the cinema after work one day after we finished the show.
Okay, so like midday kind
of thing. Half 11, 12 I think.
I think about 12 o'clock I brought my niece once during early screening.
So, a matinee if you will.
Oh yeah. So my boyfriend Alex is a member of the IFI, which is the Irish Film Institute in Temple Bar. It is a stunning cinema, must be said. And he gets like the odd kind of free ticket. It's like a free showing of a certain, usually French film.
Okay.
I don't know why. And they're always at really weird times. So yesterday he says to me, try to go to the cinema on Sunday morning. I was like, what time is Sunday morning? He's like, 10:30.
No.
I was like, weird. And then he was like, it's this really good looking French film. I was like, of course it's a French film.
Yeah.
But I think I'm going to the cinema at 10:30 on Sunday morning.
French film.
Isn't that very strange?
Like, you can't even be having a Coke and popcorn.
This is what I was going to say. What do I bring? Like a croissant and an orange juice?
A McMuffin.
Yeah. Like a few hash browns.
Yeah, no, you can't be. I think the whole joy of the cinema is being able to gorge. And I just don't know if I'd be gorging popcorn at 10 a.m.
Like, would it be frowned upon to bring my overnight oats in?
Oh my God, they should definitely do a breakfast serving in the cinema.
Wouldn't
that'd
be fun.
Fab. Yeah.
I feel like the Lighthouse would definitely have something like that. I feel like the Lighthouse are posh enough to have little croissants and
the
stuff.
The IFI now might have a little breakfast buffet.
I'm interested to hear back from you on Monday on this. Was there many there?
Yeah, did I fall asleep?
Yeah.
The last time I went to a French movie with him, I fell asleep.
I get a load of emails emails being like, here, we want to send you to like a press screening of the whatever new movie's coming out. And it's always at 10:30
on a
Wednesday.
Yeah, they're always really early
on
as
a
well.
Wednesday. I'm like, bro, I don't do a lot of work, but I can't be doing it at 10:30.
Yeah. I'm kind of excited for this new experience.
Also, I don't know if I'd have the like brain capacity for a movie at that hour of the morning. Do you know?
Yeah, totally. It'll be weird to be like 1 o'clock on Sunday and be like, I've already been to the cinema. That is funny.
Stick around. We're going to play the golden ticket next here at Spin.
Three, two, one.
Okay, let's go.
Ladies and gentlemen,
Emma, Dave and Aisling's golden ticket.
Here we go.
All right, here we go with Royce.
He doesn't seem that into it, the guy who does the golden ticket announcement. He just went, all right, let's go.
Here we go.
Yeah, it's kind of like he knows we want to give this prize away and we've wanted to give this prize away for 3 months now.
Give us an idea of how it should sound there.
All right, let's go.
Oh, yeah, that's nice.
You know what I mean? Like, you'd want to be like, yeah, we have a holiday to Corfu that might go in the next 3 minutes.
Yeah. 7 nights away, all with thanks to Sunway, Ireland's hassle-free holiday company. Sunshine and good vibes. We would love to give this away today. Ben is on to give it a go. Do you have any plans for this weekend, Ben?
No. Hopefully the weather stays good, though.
I know,
It's nice and bright these mornings and evenings.
I feel like at the moment, because I'm so giddy about the weather changing slightly, every night now I'm checking the weather app and I'm looking ahead to be like, will it go up a temperature or two next week?
Yeah, that'd be nice, wouldn't it?
So from what I've learned last night, a few showers this morning, but lovely this afternoon.
Oh, great.
That's from what I saw, anyway.
You sound like Met Aaron yourself. Amazing. What's the plan for the day, Ben?
Too bad. I'm going to work today.
What do you do?
An electrician.
Very nice.
Very good.
A bit later.
A man who knows his way around a wire.
And a man who probably wears Snickers pants.
Yep. How do you do this?
How often do you wash them, be honest?
Once a week.
Once a week is not bad at all.
Every Saturday.
I'd say it takes a while to empty all the pockets, does it? So much bits and bobs.
Yeah, the motor's washing machine doesn't be.
Screwdrivers going around. And what's the job today, Ben? What have you got to electrify?
Wiring.
We're wiring houses today, so.
Very nice.
Houses need wires, Ben, and you're doing God's work.
Well done, man.
Well done, Ben.
Of course.
Any holidays planned for the year, Ben?
Hopefully I win one today.
Yeah, that's the spirit.
So,
anything else?
Might go over to Spain at some point in July.
Very nice, very nice. Well, let's see if we can get you to Corfu before or after Spain. This is Emma, Dave and Aisling's golden ticket. Have you heard this game before, Ben?
Yes, I have.
That's what I'd like to hear. Guess the 5 songs and artists within 25 seconds and you win the ultimate break in Corfu. If it's a song with a few people on it, you only need to tell us one artist that's on the song. No skipping or passing. We can't move on until you get the song and artist correct. However, if you really don't know the tune, you can swap it for a different one. You can only do that once and you can't do it on the final tune. So if you want to swap the song, shout the word swap. And when you get it correct, we'll pause the clock just so you can gather yourself and get ready for the next one. Does that all make sense, Ben?
Yes, perfect.
Come on, Ben. It's Friday. All right, we're going to do this.
I have a good feeling about Ben.
I feel like Ben has a bit of a spark to him.
Oh, Emma Nolan with the puns. Ben, one question. Where are you from?
I'm from Rathfarnham.
Let's see if we can get you away. Ben from Rathfarnham, song one, playing in 3, 2, 1, start the clock.
Swapping
kind of early there, Ben. No ideas at all?
No.
That was Sam Smith, Kim Petras, and Unholy. He was just about to say, doing something unholy.
He was.
Okay, that's fine.
That's all right. We don't have a swap remaining, but we do have 5 songs remaining. And song one, I think the brand new song one may be a little bit easier.
Yeah.
And I hope you can get it, Ben. Brand new song one, playing in 3, 2, 1. Start the clock.
This ain't Texas. Ooh. Ain't no hold'em. Hey. So lay our cards down, down, down.
Any ideas, Ben?
Beyonce.
Yeah. What's the song called?
Texas Hold'em.
Stop the clock. Oh, thank God.
Ooh, thanks be to God. We got Texas Hold'em, Beyonce. She does say it kind of early on in the song. We have only 13 seconds left now and 4 songs to go, but we'll truck on.
Let's go for song 2, Ben. Plays in 3, 2, 1. Start the clock.
Are you someone that I can give my heart to? Or just the poison?
Stop the clock. Yes, we got there.
Training Season, Dua Lipa. Okay, we have 4 seconds left now, Ben. It's going to be a miracle.
It's not looking good, Ben, but let's see how far we
can
get.
Let's see if we can get a third one.
Let's see if we can go for song 3, Ben. Plays in 3, 2, 1, start the clock.
You're so in love with him, it's tragic. You just want to have him.
You love
him. Yeah, you got it there.
What the hell? You love him, you love Zara Larsson, are you serious?
You how got it right on the buzzer.
How did you get Zara Larsson, You Love Who You Love, but you didn't get Beyonce Texas Hold'em for 15 seconds?
It's okay. Ben's obviously a huge Zara Larsson fan.
Right, that must be it.
Posters and all, I'd say.
Ben, all the way to song three wasn't bad at all. Did you have fun playing?
Of course it is. Of course it is.
So glad, so glad. Listen, thank you for
thanks
listening. Thanks for playing. Have a great day and a good weekend, man.
You too. Thanks very much. Thank you.
Bye, Ben.
See you later. We truck on.
Rolls on another week.
My God.
It's the gift that keeps on giving.
And I'm fuming because I said on Monday, I was like, I think it's going to go this week. I need to stop saying that.
I know. Yeah.
Okay, let's just be like,
it's definitely not going next week.
We'll have this forever.
Yeah, forever. This is never going to be won.
It's going to be
prove us wrong.
By next summer.
Yeah. No.
No, we're getting rid of this soon. People are getting better, I think.
Yeah, yeah, like,
to get Zara Larsson, You Love Who You Love, I think was very strong. Just
yes,
for some reason,
it was.
Texas Hold'em lost him a lot of time for some reason.
I know.
Okay, get in touch now if you want to play Monday.
I want you to do me a weird favour, because there might be something funny that you have on your phone right now that you just have no idea.
Ooh.
When is the last time you've used iMessage? Ash, I know you're quite new to iPhone, so you probably don't have a lot of iMessages on your phone, do you? But you might have old WhatsApps.
The only person that I message like through SMS or whatever is my granny.
Really? Okay.
Yeah, but I did have an iPhone back in the day.
Oh.
So there could be some iMessages saved
connected?
On that. Yes, they have.
Amazing.
Although I've always been an iPhone user, I would often have turned iMessage off for work stuff if I had to contact someone quickly. And it was internet reliant.
Right, okay.
So I would have a lot of old SMSs.
Yeah, is what I would love to know. What I'm curious about this morning is what is your oldest text, okay? Because I was like scrolling through and I don't have names saved anymore because I lost my numbers, but the texts are still there, which is really, really weird, right?
Yeah.
So I have these like texts from like people who I genuinely have absolutely no idea who they are. And I went through one of them there and it was like 083 number. And I was like, oh God, I've broken up with this person. No idea who they are. I was like looking at all. That was my second last oldest text. It was me breaking
what
up with
year
someone.
That's
2016.
And you don't? Do you know who it is?
No idea. I've no idea. Like, it wasn't a breakup. Like, it wasn't a girlfriend. It was just like someone I was seeing. And I was just like, hey, this isn't working.
Go on, show what's the text?
Go on. You brought it up.
Spill.
Read it out. I want to hear from 2016, Dave.
I actually don't know where it's gone. It's shocking enough.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
I will try find it, though. I actually will. There was another one, though. I went to look at my very, very last text. And I want you to do this game. Scroll all the way to the very back of your phone. I got a text here from a number. Hey, have fun tonight. Will we head out during the semester? This was in 2017. And I did not respond. And obviously we did not go out during the semester.
Ah, come here. That could be the one who got away in college.
It could have been. someone, this number, I presume this is my old housemate.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm fully aware these are really out of context, but some of them are actually quite funny. The landlord has been trying to contact you all morning. I said, oh, really? And they said, they want to discuss further. And I'm like, oh God.
Is that all that's
like,
there?
That's all that's there. And this is from 2017, so I'm a little bit like, oh God, this is...
That's very ominous, isn't
how
it?
Has that still managed to send shivers down
that's
my spine?
Funny.
So I want you to have a look at your oldest text while I go and have a look for my breakup text.
So my friend Niall, this is back in 2016. It's at 2:15 a.m. and I text him saying, what name of burger you want?
Yeah, love that. I have quite a wholesome one here sent to my mom and it just goes, woohoo, I'm sticking. And it's in response to her sending me a photo of snow.
Oh,
yeah. In December 2017.
I used to run I was kind of the head of a digital department at a radio station, so I had to look after their website and all their social media channels and stuff.
It was
very stressful. But over the weekend, there was a certain like amount of content that was meant to be produced on the website and stuff. So way back years and years ago, this lovely girl texted me saying, Emma, very sorry for the thin content over the weekend. The computers were painfully slow. They were rebooted today, but nothing was working. Really sorry about that.
Oh, you were scary, boss.
I was not.
See if you can decipher this one I've just found, right? This was from early 2018. Hi, banger. Ashling here from Gums. Someone was saying there might be two vans coming on Saturday night. You and Skittles. I could be wrong. Just wondering, did you know anything about it?
What in God's name is happening? Do you understand this message?
I do.
Ashling here from Gums.
Yeah, Ashling here from Gums. Hi, banger. And you and Skittles with the vans. This was when I was in the Musical Society in college. It was called Galway University Musical Society, a.k.a. Gums.
Gums.
We used to call each other the gummy bears.
Wow.
And there was I was getting a van to move everything out of the theatre after the show that we'd just put on, and the two lads that had the vans were Banger and Skittles.
That's brilliant.
Weird.
Unbelievable.
What a throwback.
I did have a look for the message.
So breakup 2016, Dave, ending a situationship, I guess.
Yeah.
Come on. I'll actually give you pure silence first.
Hey, look, I'm so sorry to do this over text. I know I've been weird over the last couple of days, but I just feel things aren't working out between us and I'm just really not in a position to take it any further. End of text. And she responds, and this is the last text I have from this person who I genuinely have no idea who this is. Can you ring me back, please? I don't think I rang her back.
He was in trouble. Sea, and I will.
It spins fully charged, recharged.
Okay, deep breaths.
Here we go.
At the end of each month on a Friday, we play a game called The Shortest Quiz. It's the most ridiculous thing you've ever heard in the radio.
It's chaos.
Incredibly short questions, incredibly fast answers. We try to give away as many IMC Cinema passes as we possibly can.
And we usually succeed in that feat.
We do indeed, yes. We are minus producer Callum today, so God knows how many will be given away. As we said, if your phone starts ringing, this is a WhatsApp exclusive. Please turn the radio down in the background. Shall we get going?
Let's do it.
If you want to get on air, short in a WhatsApp, 087-711-1038.
Hello.
Hello, Rob. You're on to play the shortest quiz. Welcome.
Morning, Rob.
Morning. How's things?
Hi, Rob.
Celebrity Big What?
Brother.
Yeah!
Oh, Rob's the thinker. Rob's thinking this morning.
I like it, Rob. IMC Cinema Passes on the way to you. We got a blast.
Hiya, Tom. You're on to play the shortest quiz.
Morning, Tom. Here's your question. January, February, what?
March.
Yay! One, Tom, you got IMC Cinema passes. Tom. Congratulations, got a blast.
Hello, Fazal.
Hello,
it's Emma, Dave, and Aisling.
Oh, really?
Woohoo! Great
All
excitement.
Right. Here's your question. Name orange vegetable.
Carrot.
Yes. Yeah. Couldn't think of another one.
I couldn't think of even carrot. Fazaya, well done. You've won yourself some IMC Cinema passes. Enjoy.
See you later,
Thank
Fazaya.
You. Thank you so much, my children. I'm so delighted that we got this call. Oh, my God. Thank you.
You're welcome.
And you've won the Oscar, too. Well done.
Have a great day, Fazaya. Oh.
Bye, hon.
That's unreal.
We really got a blast. Oh, I can talk.
We got to keep going.
Got to stay.
I would have chatted to her all day. That
I was just
fair.
About to say, so would I. Good morning, Lydia. You're on to play the shortest quiz.
How are you?
Good, love. Okay, Lydia, here's your question. Tom and...
Jerry.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Nice one, Lydia. IMC Cinema Pass is on the way to you. Congratulations. Got a blast.
Thanks,
bye, hon. Hi, Jaden.
Hi.
You're on to play the shortest quiz now, Jaden. What age are you?
I'm 10, but I have my brothers here.
Don't worry, Jaden. That's okay,
Jaden. That's all right, Jaden. Jaden, here's your question. Do a goat noise.
Bah.
Oh, yes. He's got that youthful sound. Well done, Jaden.
Congrats, Jaden. IMC Cinema passes on the way to you.
Thank you.
One more.
Oh, producer Callum's off. You did that very well.
Thank you.
Come on, Anto. Your number ends in 9-2.
Hello.
Hello, Anto. You're on to play the shortest quiz.
Hello. What's the story?
It's a food-related question, Anto. Name a bread.
Ciabatta.
Ciabatta. Lovely.
Sorry, you're a fancy one,
fancy
Anto.
Fancy man is Anto.
Exotic Anto. You've won a pair of IMC Cinema
Absolutely.
Passes.
Absolutely.
Fancy
lovely.
One you
Thanks
are.
A little.
Congrats, Anto. See you later.
Bye.
Bye.
I love the thought of people answering the phone, beating around other people and just being like, say, for example, Jaden. You just went, yeah, it's Jaden. Thank you, bye.
Anto here. Ciabatta. Thanks very much. So weird. We do one more round.
Yeah, please.
Come on.
Let's go again. 087-711-1038. We need your messages now if you want to get on air. Short in a WhatsApp. 087-711-1038. So we crack on for round two, guys.
Let's do round two.
Let's go. Oh. Kev, very quick on the answer there, man. How are you?
Love it, Kev. What's the story? Kev, you're on to play the shortest quiz and win some IMC Cinema passes.
Are you good to go, Kev?
Lovely. Yes, let's rock.
Mac.
Book.
That'll do it, yeah.
I've been hanging around with you two too long that I was like lipstick.
I was like Donald. That's probably the shortest ever shortest quiz question and you got it spot on, Kev.
Well done. IMC Cinema Pass is headed your way. Thank you.
Thank you very much.
Catherine, we're looking for you now. Your number ends in 9-4.
Come on now, Cathy.
There she is.
Yeah.
Catherine, what's the story? You're on to play the shortest quiz.
Deadly, go on.
All right, here's your question.
All business.
Name a famous John.
Oh, Mayor.
Yeah.
John Mayer.
I love John Mayer. Nice. I love that. I'm going to send
don't
you an extra
ask.
IMC
don't
cinema pass
that.
For that one.
Don't ask.
Free falling.
Gotta go.
Bye, hon. Hi, Natalie. You're on to play the shortest quiz. Welcome.
Morning, Natalie.
Hi, good morning.
Natalie, what's your favourite colour?
Oh, blue.
Yeah, right.
Ah, wrong.
Should be green.
Congrats, Natalie. You got IMC cinema passes. See you later.
Lovely, thank you. Bye.
Fair play. I think Jessica's in Australia.
What an interesting dial tone.
Is that a pigeon?
Hello.
Are we talking to Australia?
We are.
Oh, no.
This is so frustrating because it's the shortest quiz and we really want to talk to you for ages. Whereabouts are you in Australia?
Well, I'm actually only home from Australia visiting family.
Ah, very nice.
Good.
Very nice.
Oh, so you're in Dublin?
Yeah, I'm in Kilcock at the minute.
That's less exciting. Let's go with the question.
Jessica, question for you.
Yes.
Toothpaste brand.
Colgate.
Yeah.
No, beautiful.
Well done, Jessica. You need to get a cinema trip in while you're home.
Yes, enjoy your visit.
Dead right, Jessica. See you later. Got a blast.
Hello, Tony. Welcome to the shortest quiz.
How are you?
Great. Here we go, Tony. Your question is, word beginning with L.
Elephant, no,
letter. Oh, God, you got in there.
Elephant. My daughter is here with me. She goes, elephant.
You know what? We'll take it. We're thick as well.
Yeah, dead right.
Brilliant.
Congrats.
Hi.
Congratulations, guys. You got IMC cinema passes.
Got a blast. Looking for you now, Natalie. Your number ends in 10.
Hello.
Hiya, hon. It's Emma, Dave and Aisling.
Hey, yeah, how are you?
Natalie, it's the last question. You know what it's going to be. Do a sneeze.
Yeah. Top tier sneeze. Congratulations. IMC cinema passes on the way
Thank
to you.
Thank you.
Bye.
Bye. I need a cup of tea after that.
So
you're
relaxed.
On spin. Wake up.
This is Spin's Fully Charged with Emma, Dave and Aisling in the morning.
Hello to you. It's Friday, the 22nd of March, as Emily just said there. Yes, it is a cracking morning in Dublin. Good vibes all around.
Thank God for that. We are owed this.
We really are.
We are back, baby. It's summer.
A lot of people, it's payday today as well.
Oh, I'm so jealous.
Oh, early.
Yeah.
Early in the month for payday for people.
Whereas for us, it's the last weekend of the month and it's a bit of a struggle. Anyway, nothing makes you feel kind of a little bit ashamed of yourself than what happened to me this morning. So I'm heading to Waterford for the weekend to catch up with family and friends. And I was in touch with my friend Claire. And I said, what are you doing Saturday evening? Like early, don't want it major, but would you like to go for a few drinks or something?
Yeah.
And she said, don't want to on your plans, but I'm trying to opt for wholesome vibes at the minute. Would you be up for a hot pod and a sea swim on Sunday morning at 8:30? And I just kind of went,
do you know Emma Nolan?
Oh, right. That's fun. I suppose I'll see you in a hot pod on Sunday morning at 8:30.
Pod?
It's basically like they have them around the place. I'm not sure. I'm sure they're in Dublin as well, where it's essentially like a sauna on wheels.
Cool.
So they bring
in the back
out.
Of a car. Going down the M50 in a sauna.
They're these little like almost shed looking like things.
Oh yes.
And they do really well along the coast and Waterford and stuff anyway. I always see them on Instagram. But you know when you're like, few drinks.
Yeah,
we get boogie on, we go out, crackers. And she's like, well, we go for a sea swim and do a hot pod. And you're kind of like, oh, right, okay.
It's a totally different energy. There's nothing worse when someone else is not in your buzz and wants to do something wholesome. Like, no, come on.
Yeah.
Let's go get messed up.
Yeah.
Do you get what I mean?
Yes, I do. I'm with you.
And she was like, I don't mean like if you and then it makes it worse. Now, if you really want to go for drinks, that's fine. And then you have to be like, no, I don't.
No, of course
you're
not.
Be the one, yes, I really want to go for drinks. You're hardly going to do that.
Yeah, like, no, of course I don't really want to. I'm wholesome. I'd be better to have you wholesome after tonight.
I want to blow off some steam with a cup of coffee. Wow.
Sitting in a hot pot on Sunday.
Wild.
Oh, lads.
You'll be grateful for it on Sunday.
Growing up is... shut up.
If anything, there's a bit of content in it anyway.
Shut up. You're with David Aisling. 9:05 morning. Tonight's a big night. It's the Celebrity Big Brother final. And to say I'm going to miss it is a huge understatement. It was too short. It was only three.
Oh, sorry. I thought you meant you were going to miss the final. I was like, what do you mean? Where are you going?
To say I'm going to miss the final is an understatement.
Yeah, I was like,
I'm so busy.
I'm going to Sydney. No, honestly, I've really gotten stuck into it. I've enjoyed it. I have seen people online saying it's not as chaotic as other seasons.
I loved it.
I've enjoyed it so thoroughly.
I thought it was really good.
I thought it was really good cast. And I think, honestly, the standout person for me in this series, despite how controversial he has been, it has to be our very own Louis Walsh, guys. Aisling, I know you haven't watched it this year, but he has provided countless moments of entertainment. Like, I was talking to my housemate Emer about it last night. Like, we just laugh every time he's on screen.
So do we.
Really?
Yeah, same
just the
me
way
in my house.
He kind of waddles around. He's wearing these lovely knitted cardigans, biting his nails, doesn't care. He honestly gives me the vibe of someone who doesn't care what people think of him.
Like, I'm enjoying kind of the arc of his story, because like at the start when he was saying the Jedward stuff, we talked about that in the show, and he's were very much like, oh, he's horrible, he's a nasty man. And then like as the days go on, you're like, ah, but he's a bit crack. Yeah, and yeah, it's like, that's the way those villains go.
This is it. I actually
shows.
Feel bad. Like, I don't feel bad, because I do agree. I do think he's like a bit... He can be a bit nasty.
Like,
he can be quite mean.
There was no need to say what he said about Jennifer.
Exactly. Rich, like, right.
But he's a total bitch. That's just a bit.
But he loves side say, doesn't he?
My favourite one, do you have the Cyndi Lauper thing?
I don't, so tell me.
My favourite thing, the whole series, and they were talking about Cyndi Lauper, Sharon brought him up, and someone went, I love Cyndi Lauper. And he went, yeah, everybody does. She's talent. She's a real talent.
He still thinks he's an X Factor judge. So like, literally, someone could be like, oh my God, I made pancakes this morning. He'd be like, well, you are talented.
Oh,
you're
so talented, right? No, seriously, well
done. Anyway, look, he sparked chaos. The moment he went in, he was with his chum, Sharon Osbourne. Obviously, she was there for the first few days. Now she's gone. But even Sharon vouched for this on her exit interview. Aisling, he hasn't lifted a finger around the house until last night.
Oh,
like,
God.
He watches other people do the dishes and set the table, okay?
Yeah, but he doesn't know how to do it.
He didn't lift a finger. What is this guy doing here? He's outrageous, and I love that.
Even last night, they had a rendezvous opportunity where they were reunited for like 60 seconds with family and friends in the garden. So for Louis, it was all because he's notoriously private about his private life. You wouldn't know who he's with or if he's with anyone or whatever. He's
you wouldn't know his family
been.
Members, you wouldn't know nothing.
So I reckon it must be in his contract, because like a natural conversation would be like, so Louis, who'd you live with? Like,
yeah.
We don't see any
nothing.
Of that. So
wow.
The person who went into him, and I was delighted. I was like, oh, maybe we're going to see a little bit of his personal life here. Sunita Rockton. Sunita of X Factor fame.
I actually could, if you gave me a guess, I probably would have said
Sunita.
Now, she popped up at every bloody X Factor thing.
It was quite clear that they hadn't seen each other in years, but the first thing she did in the 60 seconds of spending time with Louis was give out to him about his lack of lifting a finger.
Everybody's good, but Louis, I need to talk to you. First of all, you cannot pick up a broom, a dishcloth, nothing, a mop.
I did today.
And it does seem he's getting kinder as less people are in the house. And
okay.
You can see on last night's episode, he was finally making an effort and saying, I suppose it's my turn to do the dishes, so... And then he went over and was like, where do we keep the dry tea towels?
Yeah.
Like,
and what did he do? He started cleaning the dirty dishes with the tea towel.
No.
He was like drying the dirty dishes.
They haven't been washed yet. And he was like, oh, sorry. Just to give you a brief overview of who he's bitched about while he's been in there. James Corden, Anna Winter, Ellen DeGeneres, Jedward, Ronan Keating while his music was playing in the background.
Hey, baby.
You really got me. He was such a
He's such a king.
He brought historical old so Cheryl funny. Cole drama to the forefront. He's bitched quite profusely about Simon Cowell on multiple occasions, and bitched behind all of his fellow housemates' back, and sometimes through their faces. Now, as I said, he does seem to be warming to them now, and you can see there's another guy, David, who's very much at the forefront and a potential winner, but Louis's always giving out to him for being so loud.
Yes.
Like, you're always singing, you're too loud, whatever. But he did say this yesterday, right? When David was in the shower, he was walking through the bathroom and he was saying, we need to exchange numbers on Friday.
I'll have to get both of your phone numbers on Friday.
Yeah. Then I can send your voice out.
No, just contact details.
Now, what's that?
Yeah, of course.
Yeah, then I can send your voice
out.
Just send me a note.
Just text me.
He's so playing the villain well without even realising he claims to be Big Brother himself.
I'm just getting on with it. But I'm watching them. They don't know I'm watching. They underestimate me. I'm watching. I'm Big Brother.
They underestimate me. I love them.
And finally, just the amount of laugh out loud moments, including this one, I just thought was gas.
Louis, yeah. You are the most evil person. Oh. What's the most wicked thing you've ever done?
inflict a lot of bad pop songs on the public.
So good. I'm saying it. Louis for the win.
I agree. Wow. I agree. Only 2 weeks ago, I was like, oh, he's a nasty man. But I said, when I said that, I specifically said, but I want him to stay to the end.
Yeah.
I now want him to win.
He's so entertaining.
He's so wow. entertaining.
Search hashtag CBB on Twitter and type in his name. You'll just, people are just obsessed with
I
him.
I will. You'll get this thing that keeps me
coming back. Emma, Dave and Aisling. Emma, Dave and Aisling in the morning. Catch up on anything you missed from the live show right here.
Yeah.
It spins fully charged, recharged.
Would anyone like a donut?
Sure.
Or sorry, I meant to say, would anyone like to talk about donuts?
Oh, that was not fair.
Sorry, I just misspoke. That was a
How
bit of a tease.
You.
So sorry, guys.
Fine, let's talk about donuts when we don't
let's talk
have any.
About donuts.
Oh, come on, but we don't have any donuts.
Just imagine. I had my first Krispy Kreme donut last week.
What?
Which a lot of people would find weird.
Why was it your first?
Well, because I've never had one before.
Why?
You've never had donuts, but never a Krispy Kreme.
I never had a Krispy Kreme donut before. And my God, it was next level.
They're top tier.
It was next level.
I would go out the limb and say they're the best of the best.
I agree.
It really
the
was.
Glazed ones.
So I'm kind of like on Krispy Kreme watch at the moment because I'm now a new fan. And I read a story in the news this week that Krispy Kreme are set to introduce first Holy Communion donuts to their range.
Oh my God.
And I thought, what a brilliant initiative.
A little Holy Communion on top of the donut.
That's a great shout, yeah.
Or I would love it to be the wafer flavour.
Yeah,
because Holy Communion kind of tastes nice.
No, it doesn't.
I think it does.
Like
famously,
cardboard.
It's cardboard.
Yeah, agree to disagree.
when it's blessed, though. Oh,
oh, that's the difference.
And when it becomes the body of Christ, different story.
Yeah, no yeah. better sauce than when it's blessed.
It really is a gap in the market. I think the Holy Communion donut.
You can only imagine they'd be very popular. A lot of Holy Communion parties and stuff. Sometimes people have people over to the house.
Yeah,
a big box of donuts keeps all the kids happy. Communion
themed donuts,
lovely.
Happy
good
days.
Chef.
The only thing that would have been better about this article would be if it said first Holy Communion's introducing Krispy Kreme to its range.
Mm.
If instead the Holy Communions were giving out donuts rather than the donuts giving out Holy Communion donuts. Yeah.
I hear what you mean.
But I've been thinking of other angles that Krispy Kreme could do. Different themed ranges
because
apparently they're trying to branch out in the Irish market and do more kind of themed days like St. Patrick's Day do.
Not only are you giving them free plugs by saying you're now a fan, you're also now doing their PR for them.
Yeah, I'm actually going to be part of their creative team.
Wow, okay.
Just for free.
I hope there's a confirmation donut where it's just a fiver inside
yeah,
it.
Shoved into it. Yeah.
I'm thinking there needs to be a donut for the Bridgie Banker because the Bridgie Banker is really coming into its own. That is the St. Bridget's Day bank holiday.
Yeah, it's only on its, what, third year? Second
yeah,
year?
Yeah, and I just think it's taken off. Mm. Next year is going to be even bigger and better than ever. A fun design could be on the donut, a bank, the image of the front of a bank saying Bank of Bridgie.
Ah, very good.
That's a good idea.
Bridgie Banker.
I was thinking maybe a blanket or something over the donut.
Yes, or I was thinking a limited edition donut cloak.
Yes.
A la St. Bridget herself.
Yeah.
A cloak made of donuts. Fla donuts.
The fla.
The fla donuts. And you have to be careful when you eat the fla donuts because on the inside, instead of jam, there's a little sound box. And when you hit it with your teeth, it plays an Irish jig.
Very good.
Very smart.
Fla donuts.
Health and safety might go out the door, but yeah.
Yeah. I'd like a Listu and Varna matchmaking festival themed donut.
Makes sense. It's on every year.
It sounds good.
And inside each donut is the phone number of a hot young single looking to mingle.
That's very good.
It's so nice.
Eat your way through to
You choose whether you want a male donut or a female donut, and inside is your fella or your
dream.
Yeah. Rosa Tralee donuts, the flavour being Kerrygold butter with a mix of Dottie O'Shea's aftershave.
That's a good shout, yeah.
I don't know if I'd like the taste of that.
And then lastly, I think they could do a range of funeral donuts, whereas instead of having like gran in flowers, it's in donuts.
Yeah. And you're just sitting there crying your eyes out eating the G.
Yeah, you just bring it in then into the reception afterwards.
I love that, yeah.
Oh,
big
man.
Fan of that.
You just made me want to have a Krispy Kreme donut now. Thanks, Ash.
You're welcome.
25 past 9 in the morning. So.
One more tune.
Oh, sugar. I ruined it. Sorry.
No, I think we all did, actually.
Once a week, myself and Dave and Aisling, we pick a song that we want to launch. The weekend, we all have very different music tastes. I tend to go for a bit of a banger. Dave tends to stick to kind of emo, more rock. A bit of a guitar riff kind of a route.
Mm-hmm.
Whereas Aisling is a bit novelty and a bit cheesy bally.
Yeah. Bit of a sing-along classic.
So it's up to you to get your votes in for what song you want to hear and you want to launch the weekend. Emma, Dave or Aisling in a WhatsApp to 087 711 1038. I'm getting behind a song that does weird things to the inside of my belly.
Oh.
Do you know when you love it, when you hear a song and it just brings you back to a place and a time and just so many memories and there's something about it that just kind of hits you on the inside?
Good vibes?
It's this. a Driving with the Windows Down song, and it just makes me feel nostalgic and pensive.
Yeah, it makes me feel summer is here.
Oh, yeah, nostalgic, man. And excited for the future.
Yeah, 100%. Very
weird
positive vibe.
Yeah.
Okay, get in touch. 087 711 1038. I'm going to need your votes on this if you want to hear it. Emma, please.
You didn't say what the song was.
And it's Duke Dumont's Ocean Drive. Sorry, Dave.
Absolute banger. And I have gone for this one. How good. Florence and the Machine, Dog Days Are Over. But they're not. They're just beginning. Or is that Dog Days bad thing?
I don't know, actually.
I'm not entirely sure. But however,
bad maybe.
This is a great song. If you would like to hear it to kick off the weekend, the sun is shining. You definitely want to be driving around listening to that tune. It's Dave in a WhatsApp to 087 711 1038.
I can't believe I've never gone for this artist before on One More Tune. It's Katy Perry for me. Cause you're hot. Just a little tease. You want to keep on singing Hot and Cold, Katy Perry. It's a perfect sing-along tune of a sunny Friday. If you want to hear it in full, it's Aisling in a WhatsApp to 087 711 1038.
Okay, so get in on this. Duke Dumont, Ocean Drive, I've gone for. That's Emma in a WhatsApp, please.
Florence and the Machine, Dog Days Are Over. If you want to hear it, Dave in a WhatsApp.
I'm going for vintage Katy Perry, Hot and Cold. It's Aisling in a WhatsApp, 087 711 1038.
Can I just say, I wouldn't mind whatever tune gets played.
Me too,
today.
I love all three.
Three
actually,
good choices.
Stick around. I really care. Vote for Emma.
Or Dave.
Or Aisling.
Charged. Recharged.
Normally on a Friday, we hand over to our producer, Callum, to give us a bit of a bollocking.
Oh, yeah.
On the worst bits of the week. In his absence, it's time for our Aisling to let off some steam.
It was a four-day week. We're getting a new Taoiseach. What banter. And someone is going to win themselves €120,000 on the cash machine this afternoon. But it can't all be good things. Oh, no, folks. I bring you the worst bits of the week.
No.
Duolingo. Was on this week to Dua Lipa, trying to pair up as a bit of a collab. Emma came up with other potential collaborations between apps and celebrities whose names kind of sound similar. This was the first one she brought to the table.
What about Snap Matthew McConaughey? All right, all right, all right.
What? Sorry, what?
Snap Matt, like Snap Matt.
Snap Matt. Oh,
Hugh
thank
McConaughey.
Dear God.
Oh my
God, that was awful.
Great. I hate myself. I really hate
that. That was one of the worst things we've ever done on the
That's
show.
That's okay. I'm proud of it being so poor.
Rumours swirled online this week that Taylor Swift fella Travis Kelce is set to host a new celeb version of Are You Smarter Than a Fifth Grader? Dave put Emma and me to the test with some questions, and it's safe to say we wouldn't be winning on this show.
Question number one, which continent is the least populated?
America.
I'm going to say Europe.
You're both wrong. Populated by people.
Is like Antarctica.
Oops.
What are the three types of rock?
Metamorphosis, sedimentary, and terranium. Tertiary.
You're so close. Igneous.
Igneous.
Come what colour is the €200 note?
Green.
It's yellow. Not a great quiz.
We lost 3 out of 5 there.
So, safe to say you are not smarter than a fifth grader.
And speaking of losing things, Dave lost on the girly quiz yesterday after a hat trick of wins. All I can say is God help Dave's future fiancé if he's ever picking out the ring. How many carats is pure gold?
I'm gonna shock you, I think, by getting this correct.
Okay.
Without even using any lifeline. I think it's one. I think it is 1 carat gold.
You've just lost
the girly quiz.
No.
There's probably one more than 1 carat in a penny's ring.
Right. Okay.
Yeah,
that's
literally.
Not good. Not good.
And finally, can we hear it once more from Tony on the shortest quiz?
Here we go, Tony. Your question is, word beginning with L.
Elephant, no
less. Elephant, I love it.
I've been Aisling, and those have been the worst bits of the week.
Very good, Aisling Bonner.
One more chance for you to get behind the song to close the show this week. What's it going to be? I'm going for Duke Dumont, Ocean Drive. Really going to need help if you want this to play. It's Emma in a WhatsApp now, 087 711 1038.
I've gone for this one. Florence and the Machine. dog days are over. You want that as the last song of the show, kicking off the weekend. It's Dave in a WhatsApp to 087-711-1038.
And I've gone for some cheesy pop as usual. Bit of Katy Perry, hot and cold of a Friday morning. It's Aisling in a WhatsApp. If you wanted to play in full soon,
your very last chance to get involved on WhatsApp this morning. Ed Sheeran and Celestial on Spin 103.8 with Emma, Dave and Aisling.
Mad that he doesn't have a phone, but he has a TikTok account.
He does have a TikTok account, yeah. And I actually watched one of his TikToks the other day.
They're really good.
They're really good TikToks, and you can see him in a taxi vibing, and he's just there with his iPad. So that's his only form of communication.
An iPad.
Like, his wife and everything is his iPad.
That's kind of nice.
He never got one, yeah.
I'm doing something this afternoon that is going to be one of the wildest Friday afternoons of my young life.
Go on.
I'm going to be tap dancing on the stage of the Bord Gáis Energy Theatre.
Wow.
Yeah.
I said why.
Both valid responses. I'm getting to do a tap dancing workshop with the choreographer of Aladdin, which is on there at the moment. And I went last night and it's unreal.
What the hell?
And I'm so excited.
Sorry, you're getting to do a rehearsal with someone. That's huge.
It's just like an hour workshop, but I'm going to be on the stage doing tap dancing. Is that not the most Aisling thing you've ever heard?
It really is. Really. Enjoy it. Have fun.
You get more Aisling by the day. let's hand over to Dave, who has the results of One More Tune.
Yeah, the mathematician in the room is me. Hello. We all went for different tunes. Aisling came in last place, unfortunately, with 21% of the vote. Emma coming in second place with 26 with 52% of the vote. You are welcome, Dublin. Enjoy Florence and the Machine.
I'm so sad. Duke Jamont will get on air one of these days, I'm telling you. Enjoy your weekend. Michaela's on the way, giving you a chance to win your lunch. Stick around. We're back with you Monday morning when you wake up from 7.
Have a good weekend.
Enjoy yourself.
See ya.
Happiness
hit her like a train on a
track. Get ready for the sound. Emma, Dave and Aisling in the morning.
Charged.
Recharged. Love this? Catch Fully Charged weekdays on Spin 103.8 with Emma, Dave and Aisling.